Hello, welcome to Watch What Croppins. This is the Summer House Reunion. We're going really long today, so let's just jump right into it. So we're at the part where Amanda's just said, okay, but you can't just like help who you like and like who you're attracted to. Yeah, you okay, maybe that's true, but you can help like how you go about acting upon it, Amanda, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's just such a thing. Like, you just, when we've watched you for years and years get, well, I guess I'm not even gonna make this point about, like, I was gonna say, like, you've just been upset at Kyle for cheating, but Kyle should not have cheated or whatever. I just think that this is, you can't help who you're attracted to is just the worst excuse in the book. And it's been used for years and years and years by lazy people who just can't have any self-control. And like, as Sierra says, Sierra's like, you actually can help it. When you're married, you can actually help it, you know? And she goes, well, I wasn't married anymore, Sierra. She goes, well, are you guys actually legally? Have you filed? And Amanda's like, well, I've attained counsel. My attorney reached out to Kyle, but we haven't gotten anywhere since then. And it's just funny.
So
because
you've done nothing.
You've done nothing. And in the full leaked audio, we heard that Amanda really sort of followed up on this point of like what? So since I'm like separated, I have to be completely essentially chaste until like the divorce papers are signed, which is funny because in the city last week, she was shading Danielle for moving in with Owen before he was fully married. Divorced.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So she's just a fucking hypocrite. And the point isn't that you have to be chaste. The point is not even that you like West. This would be a different discussion if you had gone to your friend and said, you know, something really weird is happening. I am attracted to West. Like, I've been hanging out with West a lot as friends and we've been blah, blah, blah. And you have the talk. I mean, Sierra could have still been pissed and been like, what the fuck? That's bad girl code, and dealt with it. But that would be a different conversation altogether. And you wouldn't have the whole world against you if you had done that. It's not that you were attracted to somebody. It's how you handled it and had no regard for anybody around you and your best friend. I mean, what the fuck? This is crazy. Yeah. I hate when people do shit like this. Like, but I agree, how I did the human. You're a shitty human. That's what we're discussing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the fact that you, instead of having that conversation with Sierra, you did it behind her back. And then when she texts you and is like, I'm hearing crazy things, you still stood like 10 toes down and said, this is no, absolutely nothing is happening. Like, you blatantly lied. And then you're like upset at her for being upset. Like, that, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So now Sierra says, well, you know, you could have, there are a million other guys in New York City, but you chose the one that you know that fucked me up. And you chose that one guy. She's like, but I didn't choose. Oh my God. It's like the laziest decision ever, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you did choose. Life does not just happen to you. Grow the fuck up. My God. Please. You're too old for this shit.
Yes, Sierra's like, and you did it on purpose because you're a fucking snake, Amanda. You're a snake and the fucking grass is what you are. And she's like, okay. Sierra's like, you know, you're a snake in the fucking grass and you should honestly just say okay because you know you are. You move silent, but you're fucking deadly. And Andy's like, okay, Carl.
You're also a fart.
Yeah.
Silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly. Yes, absolutely. Confirmed.
I love when people say that and don't even think of farts. Like, you.
I know.
You're silent but deadly. Oh, geez. I had an egg. Okay, I'm sorry. I had a fucking hard-boiled egg. What do you want from me? I can't choose what I'm hungry for.
Girl, Judy from Judytown said the public didn't go easy on you after your breakup with Lindsay and you stayed quiet. So when Amanda and Wes put out a statement, did you think it was the right move or unnecessary?
Oh, it is a terrible move. But if you're going to do it, like, apologize to Sierra and Kyle, period. Oh, and then maybe to me afterwards, because I'm a mess.
And Amanda's like, I apologize privately.
No, do it in a statement publicly, even though I just said it was terrible that you should release a statement publicly.
Carl, you handled it so well. You called the camera crew back to surprise her on TV with it. Carl, real fucking charmer there. It's like, wow, Carl, you did this great. Thanks, Renee from Jacksonville.
Well, okay, so who did you put the statement out for? Like, why did you put the statement out? And Amanda's like,
well, because everyone was asking for it to be addressed.
Yeah, but it's like singing happy birthday without using someone's name. Could you imagine? Could you imagine being like, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, oh, empty void, happy birthday to you. It's like crazy.
Yeah, Amanda, so you put out a public statement because everybody was demanding answers, but your friends were all demanding answers and you lied to them over and over. So why is it more important to be honest with the internet than your friends? Like, what the fuck? And she says that she texted Sierra separately and she goes, yeah, but you didn't address the people that you fucked. You didn't even address the people that you fucked up. Oh, Carl says that. And Lindsay's like, yeah, great analogy. Someone singing happy birthday without even saying your name. Like, who does that? Oh, I did that with Carl one time. But I honestly couldn't remember his name for a second. Sorry, Carl.
And I also was wondering, like, you know, there's been talk about the reason why they sent out this ChatGPT statement was because someone had recorded them basically having sex and they were afraid it was going to come out or blackmail or whatever. So they just had to put this thing out. I would have liked Andy to have asked some questions about that. Maybe it'll happen when he circles back to this later. I'm sort of confused about what is going to circle back to, since so much of it's being sort of discussed here and yet none of it, like, there's still so much more to be asked. But I really hope that we find out what that situation was that apparently happened the night before that sort of brought this all to a head.
Yeah, because if it was a sex tape, Amanda says they didn't hook up until after they put the statement out. So they would be caught in something.
Yeah, so if they didn't hook up until after they released the statement, then why would there be some urgency to send this out like that in that moment? So it's just so weird. So Sierra's like, okay.
Yeah. Did she send a personal apology to Sierra? Yes, she did. 100%. Okay, well, you knew it would need to be a conversation, right? Yeah, well, I would love to have been able to
talk. You know, no, like, when you do this stuff, you don't get to do the I wish I could have talked. So Sierra's like, okay, well, let's go over her first text since we want to go into it. Okay, so this is the day the rumors dropped. I don't hear from her from later that night. So this is what Amanda sends on March 5th, which is when this all breaks. She goes, hi, just checking in. The internet is fucking on one right now, and I feel like everything I do is under a microscope, and I can't even believe I'm even having to text you this right now. But Wes and I are very much just friends. Like, I'm sad we're even having to discuss this. This is before the statement. So this is before actually our trip to South by Southwest when we talked to our friend. And so now Amanda is texting Sierra. She's going out of her way to check in with Sierra to say we're just friends. So she's going out of her way to lie to Sierra.
Yeah, and he's like, wait, to be clear, so you were hooking up at that time? And Kyle's like, 100%. I thought that Wes said that, but it was Kyle that said it. I was like, God damn, Wes. Like, at least stick with the story, but it was Kyle who said it.
But Amanda goes, well, we were talking, everything was PG. I'm like, even if you were PG, even if you were G, at that, the moment the rating system gets involved is the moment you're violating girl code, if you ask me. I'm sorry. Like, if you, that means that you're on their way. Like, if you're like flirting, if you shared a kiss, the violation has happened. Now it's just a matter of how bad the violation is, but you've already crossed that line. You're like,
that was still bad language and on screen smoking.
You still said lights, camera, action on your movie. Okay.
I loved when Sierra goes, what's PG? I was like, oh my God, Sierra. Come on, Sierra. And Jesse's like, and why continue to lie? Like, you just can't tell us when things, like, when did you guys hook up for the first time? When did you, come on, guys. And Sierra's like, yeah, with a guy I used to date. And then anyway, and she just keeps reading that phone. I was cheering for this. I love some good phone. This is some solid phone evidence. She's like, great. And then I said, so I can expect for there to be no photo or videos coming out. Feels like such a widespread rumor for there to be no veracity in it. And Amanda said, nothing different from what I've posted myself. People have just seen us with each other more and more and are being psychos. And I hear what you're saying, but I feel like I can't even exist right now without people overanalyzing everything I do. Oh, you're still a victim. She's like, this is really hard on me, Sierra. The internet's being mean to me. So Sierra's like, okay, well, for clarity, since I don't really feel like you're making it clear, you and West haven't hooked up, made out, held hands under the table, or had sex. And then Amanda, which I love that she wrote all that. She's like, all right, yeah. Let's be very specific, Miss Semantics. So did you hold hands? Did you have sex? And she's like, no, I just got to correct.
Yeah. just like a blatant lie. And I mean, he goes, and I said correct, and I lied. I 100% lied. I'm like, oh, okay, everything is fine now. I almost think like Amanda had a chance when Sierra is texting her. I think Amanda has a chance to hop on the phone with her and say, you know, there are all these rumors, and you know, it's funny because I wonder if they're like picking up on something because like nothing's happened between us, but like I'm starting to feel something for him, and I wonder. It would be a bad situation anyway. But I'm saying theoretically, Amanda could have maybe transitioned into having an honest conversation about this, but instead she just lies. So it's just crazy to me that she went out of her way to lie to Sierra. I'm like, I think if you're going to reach out to Sierra, it's to be like, hey, there are these rumors all happening. Can I talk to you to clarify what the hell's going on? And maybe that would have been good, but like, this was not the way to do it.
Yeah, so Carl's like, yeah, and then all of a sudden you turn your location off. And Mia says, yeah, because she was sleeping with somebody else. She's like, well, I don't always share my location with the two of you. And between Kyle, my management, my other friends, I didn't want people to know where I was all the time. Because you were at West. Lindsay's like, because you were with West. And everybody's agreeing. And Carl's like, yeah, because you wanted to do something shady.
And he's like, so you then text Sierra. And Wes is like, well, you were also newly single, don't forget. So everything's like, okay, because you're single. And everything is totally fine to do when you're single unless you're in an actively committed relationship. Lindsay's like, I mean, I would definitely turn it off if I was going to get caught sleeping with my best friend's ex.
But I wasn't. I wasn't sleeping with Wes, you guys. She goes, oh, so you weren't sleeping over? And, so, and Andy's like, all right, we're going to get to that a little bit later. Guys, this is a 19-hour reunion, okay? Let's take it slowly, all right? Like Amanda's claiming that she did with Wes. So who made the first move? And Wes, first of all, I'm sorry. I can't let this pass. Why are we sharing our location with our friends? That's bizarre. I mean, I know that people do that, but it's fucking weird. And I won't do it. My sister does it with her kids, and she's asked to have mine. And I said, no. And she said, what if I die? I said, what do I care? I'll be dead. I'm not sharing my location with you. It's fucking weird. You know, I want to be able to lie to people. I want to be able to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm going to church or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's my prerogative as an American to lie. Okay.
I don't share my location. I mean, my location if I'm like, sure, it's at the end of the day. If I'm like running late, I'm like, here, you can see my progress. But I know there are like friend groups that all do this. I think it's becoming more and more the norm. And remember, these are millennials. They're of a younger generation than us. So either way, Andy's asking when who made the first move? By the way, I like that Lindsay's asking, were you guys like sleeping together? And he's like, wait a second, we're gonna get to that a little bit later. Okay. So who made the first move? I'm like, what? You're still talking about the same thing. So Wes is like, when we were out, I kind of looked at Amanda and I was like, am I fucking crazy? Or is there like a little something going on here or something? And Andy's like, so when was your first kiss? And they both are like, end of February after brunch. Okay. And when did it first happen that you slept together? And Sierra's like, oh, the brunch that the guys all went to, that was your first kiss. And they're like, yeah, it was. Excuse me. I'm trying to ask the question that I told Lindsay she wasn't allowed to ask 5 seconds ago. When did you guys first sleep together?
And she's like, after this statement, I mean, not that night, but not till after the statement was out. And Wes is like, and also to clear it up, this isn't like a sex scandal or something. It was like hanging out, like, you know, like kisses, like kissy kissies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but we know you didn't fuck until recently, a couple of weeks ago, like first time. Good job. Good job. And
it's like, I'm just clearing it up. And Kyle's like, I'd rather not visualize the sex part. Okay, can we just get back to the question? Oh, I can't even think about it. And Sierra's like, well, then Saturday, March 7th, she says, oh my gosh, did you want to talk at all? I'm super in my head about where we left off this conversation, and I hate the thought of things being weird between us because of Wes. Like, that's so silly to me. I have nothing going on today or tomorrow. And Amanda's like, well, maybe I should have just said to you from the get-go, I don't know what's going on. I had feelings for someone I'm not supposed to have feelings for. I don't know what to do about it. Yes.
Yes, that is actually what you're supposed to do. Instead of going out of your way a second time to start lying. Although it sounds like the second time she was thinking about maybe doing what I was saying that she could have done, which was sort of segue into being honest, right? But like,
well, and I just feel like, well, no, because Sarah says if you remove yourself, then that's what a normal, and then you would remove yourself because that's what a normal friend would do. I mean, yeah. That would have definitely been an argument, but it would have been a different situation for her situation with everybody else. You know what I mean? Like Sierra could have still been in her feelings and been like, that's not girl code. But as far as Amanda being villain, I mean, I think people would have been like, okay, well, you had the conversation when you started to have feelings, you know, at least that's fair, you know?
Yeah.
So it would have been a different conversation. Yeah,
no, Amanda just botched this from, I hate this like follow-up text of like, do you want to talk at all? Or I'm in my head. She should have been like, I think we need to talk.
And yeah, because like you're gaslighting her. You're like, I'm still feeling weird about this after I just fucked Wes. You want to talk about it? You know, so you can understand that you're being sensitive and I didn't fuck Wes. Like, hello. I mean, it still would have been bad if she had had the conversation. If she still was dating Wes and it hurt Sierra, of course, that still would have been a bad thing, right? Like, that still would have been a breach of girl code and all of this. But, I mean, she's just
it's made this, a mess. It's like, I hate the thought of things being weird between us because of Wes. It's like the implication is like, oh, this Wes thing, this is so crazy. Just rumors, right? It's so silly. Like, don't be mad at me. So then Sierra's like, yeah, like you said, you remove yourself. That's what a normal friend does. So Andy is like, and how would you have responded if she had said that? And Sierra's like, well, Sierra starts to respond. She can't even get it. She can't even respond because Amanda's like, so I'm not allowed to pursue something I feel strongly about. Actually, something that's shocking is that you can't always get everything you decide you want. Like, you're just not entitled to every single thing that you would like, you know, you would like to have in life. It's just, that's the way life is. We all want lots of things. We all want to do lots of things. You just can't do it. You just can't do everything. You are not entitled. So in this case, I would say you are not allowed to pursue something. Or actually, let me revise that. You are allowed to pursue something that you feel strongly about. What you're not allowed is to have any expectation that you can maintain any sort of friendship and that you should, that you can come onto this reunion and tell people how they're supposed to feel and push back when they say that they're hurt and push back about the timelines that they all know about and to lie to their faces. You just can't have it both ways.
Yeah. And I like Lindsay goes, no.
Or it's a much more succinct way of what I just said.
No. And Mia's like, what are we, morally bankrupt? And Lindsay goes, like, literally, no. Like, hello. And Amanda goes, got it. So no one in this world has ever been in a situation like that. We're not talking about everybody. We're talking about you and what you did. And Lindsay laughs and she's like, I mean, in high school, maybe. Like, we're in our 30s. We're not in high school.
Yeah, this is like Amanda trying to like say like you are. I'm like, you saw how, don't you remember how hurt you were when you got cheated on? Don't you remember what it felt like to bear the brunt of someone lying to your face, someone that you trusted and loved lying to your face, betraying you? So yeah, sure. Like in that case, you guys were married. In this case, they're like technically like, was there an affair? Kind of iffy, but you understand betrayal is still betrayal. And like for you to be like, well, I'm not the first one to do this. You guys should be nice to me. It's like, what sort of crisis counseling did you receive on this? Cause you are failing.
And she says, well, this isn't the craziest thing that's ever happened in the whole entire world. You guys are acting like I had an affair. And Sierra's like, okay, just downplay it then. She said, but I'm not. Yes, you are. What? This isn't about you. This isn't about you like having, going out on your marriage. Stop. She's trying to change the guidelines here. It's like, you guys are accusing me of basically having an affair and I didn't. I was separated. No, you're being accused of lying to and betraying your friends. So stop trying to make it something else. No one's trying to like slut shame you for liking somebody when you were separated. You know, it's like the valley. They're making it all about, oh, you guys are talking about Danny's drinking. Everyone here drinks. It's not your drinking. It's your behavior.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And they're trying to make it like, oh, you're a bunch of hypocrites. You're all drunk right now. Why are you criticizing us? No, that's not the point. It's that your husband's a misogynistic fucking bully and abuser. That's the point. It's not that he's drinking, you dummy.
So Sierra is accusing Amanda of downplaying it. And Amanda's like, I'm not downplaying your feelings. I'm not downplaying. And they're going back and forth, like talking over each other. And meanwhile, we hear Bailey just whispering to Mia. She's like, well, Wes isn't saying anything. He's not saying shit. And Mia's like, because what is there to say? I mean, he's just going to get annihilated over and over again. And we see Wes just sitting there, just staring at the tips of his sneakers, being like, this guy's such a pussy. The boldest thing he ever did was pull that chair up behind Amanda. But, here in the bright lights, he just says nothing.
And that's one of the most infuriating things about this, because all of this is happening. Well, not all of it. I mean, Amanda's behavior is Amanda's behavior. But this is happening because West never was honest with Sierra. He never just said, listen, we're not together. We're only friends. Or if he's saying he did say that, but that he was still sleeping with her. So that's the problem. You've got this fucking loser leading everybody on. And then now the girls are fighting, and you see it happen all the fucking time. It makes me crazy. I mean, the girls should be fighting because Amanda fucked up, but it just makes me crazy that he's sitting there getting off when he causes this shit over and over again. So Sierra's like, okay, so you're saying you were so convinced that you had feelings, that you were so confused about it, but you put out a statement, and you're willing to disrupt the whole equilibrium in the summer house for, like, what, figuring out how you guys are feeling for each other? That doesn't make sense. No one comes out with a statement to be like, oh, we just want to figure things out. You came out with a statement because you were fucking and you got caught somehow.
Exactly.
And you knew it was going to be coming out. So come on.
All right. Well, to close out this portion of the conversation. Hi, Bailey. Sorry, I didn't finish the hellos. No, he's like, so I just want to hear, Sierra, like, what are your intentions? Because Andy loves to set an intention. And she's like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess we might as well discuss the details before I put them in the ground and cover them with dirt. So, and it's like,
okay, well, we're going to hit pause on Amanda and West, and we're going to circle back on that. We'll be right back.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
We've just come back from break, and they're all complimenting how each other looks. And Lindsay's like, you want another hug, girl? Because he's like, oh, you look great. You look great. And he's like, oh, Hug House? I'll always take the hug. Always take a hug from Hug House.
I also like when Jesse's like, wow, Lindsay's really giving Cruella de Vil. Have you seen Cruella de Vil? She looks nothing like Cruella de Vil. There's no giant white fur or Dalmatians on her whatsoever. She's just wearing red.
Well, but he might be thinking the remake or the prequel or whatever that had what's her buns from La La Land in there as Cruella. And they were like, no, really, guys, Cruella's nice. You know, when they do that with movies, they're like, oh, the evil stepmother wasn't evil. She was really a glorious girl. She just got a bad rap. They love to make those movies. And I watch them all because I always feel for the terrible people. But Lindsay could be a young Cruella de Vil is my point. I could see her becoming a puppy, you know, the Dalmatian lady in the car who's like, get off the road.
I mean, I think if she put on that fur, I could definitely see her as Cruella. But I felt like right in this situation, I felt like this was not a great comp on Jesse's part. So I'm not going to give it to him. Sorry to say.
He will not get that from me.
He will not.
So now guess who's here, guys? Nobody can see her but Bailey. And Bailey's like, oh my God, Levi's here. Levi, I would love you, Levi. And everybody's looking around like, all right, we'll just make Bailey feel okay and just nod your head. It'll pass.
And Bailey comes in wearing the same green as, Levi comes in wearing the same green as Bailey. And Carl's like, oh, love the green. Oh, love it. And he's like, oh, is Levi wearing soft bar green? We are not calling that soft bar green. It is pea green. And I feel like it's like the new trendy color. I should have known when Alison Roman released her latest cookbook in that color. I was like, wow, that's a bold choice. And now I'm seeing that color everywhere. So of course, because of course, Alison Roman's going to be on top of a millennial color choice. So I'm like, excuse me, that is Alison Roman pea green. It is not soft bar green.
That is Alison Roman dill green. How dare you?
That's peapod green. Alison Roman.
Also, yeah, soft bar, you don't get your own color, Carl. And where was her color? There was no green in soft bar. Why is it soft bar green?
Where did that come from?
Was it in the logo? It's not the logo of soft bar. The place isn't green. What are you talking about?
I think the website had that color. Soft bar.
Are you looking at that?
We're looking up. We have to get to the bottom of this. We have to get to the bottom of this green appropriation.
This recap needs to be longer. Oh, the outside's green.
And like, the color scheme is that. By the way, it's not really the same green. The green of soft bar is more of a gray green, almost with some blue in it. And
it's actually a beautiful green. It's beautiful. Two different shades of green.
It's and beautiful.
Actually, okay, I'm into it. But yeah, you're right. They're not wearing soft bar green.
But by the way, not the same green. This is Allison Roman green, not soft bar green. So excuse you, everyone.
Yeah, let's get it together, guys, okay?
Yeah, let's get
it together. So Andy's like, all right, welcome back. Before Wes and Amanda News shattered the internet to pieces, this crew managed to come together for plenty of chaos in the fun department. And the good news is this recap can now start tightening up because I don't need to cover this shit in a 3-hour recap. All right, get your fingers on the fast forward buttons. It's fun and time. It's fun and games time.
All right. Okay. So you saw about a five second clip package of parties. Levi, well, Dara's going to be coming out in just a little bit. So Levi, enjoy your moment at the end of the sofa because you'll be kicked off of it soon enough. How was your summer? And she's like, it was really fun. The parties were my favorite part to get to know everyone. It was a really incredible summer. Thanks so much for being here, Levi. Wow, what a great contribution. I was like, are you not going to even ask her about how she took a hoof to the face from a goat? Come on now.
No, basically Bailey and Levi are like, oh my God, we love each other so much. Okay, Sierra, your costumes this summer, wow, through the roof. So we go through Sierra's costumes and then through the cutouts, you know, the cutouts that Kyle made. And then we talk about me and Sierra's relationship. Mia is so thankful for Sierra, especially now that her mom has passed, because it's been a really rough time for her. So it's been great to have Sierra there. Their friendship's really sweet. And then we find out about Mia's relationship, and she broke up with Scott, which, you know what? Yeah. I have to say, good move. That was a good move.
Yeah. 'Cause she says, we broke up at the beginning of summer, and I thought she was going to say, but we're still talking and trying to make it work out. No, it's just she broke up. And she's single now. She deserves it. You cannot just tie your hopes and prayers on a restaurateur, especially if you're on Summer House. It just does not work out. Like, literally.
Especially one in Miami all the time. You can't.
Honestly, if someone says they work in nightlife or hospitality on Bravo, just run the other direction. And I will be resurfacing this in the city recap. It's just
I mean, if I'm going to have somebody not spending time with me, I need it to be local.
Yeah, I love the irony of all these people who work in hospitality who are just deeply inhospitable to their partners. So Andy is like, well, we loved you. I'm also laughing because they brought out Levi and they literally said, how was the summer for you? And she's like, I love the parties. And then Andy just pivots away and just starts asking everyone else all sorts of questions instead.
Yeah.
Like, not even trying. Yeah. But I mean, to be fair, Mia, KJ, they're much bigger stars than Levi is. We have to admit it. So Andy is asking Mia about, you know, her parents, cause her mom passed away, and it's a really nice moment about that. And, then Andy is asking Sierra how single Mia is, you know, and she's like, I mean, look at her. I mean, she just loves Dre's. She just loves talking to everyone. Right. I'm like, can we just like talk to our group? I mean, right. Mia.
So then we go to Bailey and her relationship with Ben. And he asks Ben, did you know that Bailey had as much of a crush on you as she was pretending to have a storyline in the house? Let's talk about it. And we see some clips of Bailey being like, oh my God, am I flirting? He's so hot. He's like Matthew McConaughey. He talks so funny. I love him. And then Ben's like, oh, I did not. Thank you. And no,
he doesn't even say thank you. He's just like, I didn't. And Mia's like, oh, period, end of sentence. He's not like, I didn't, but it's really flattering and it's nice, but you know, we're just friends. He doesn't like say it in a nice, soft way. He's like, I didn't know that she had a crush on me. And you're like, oh, okay. All right. So he's still frosty as hell.
So now we ask about the birthday dinner where Bailey got in all that trouble for saying, oh yeah, Ben wants to fuck Amanda. And he's like, is that a mistimed joke or what? And she's like, 10,000% did not come from jealousy. I was not trying to upset Amanda at her own birthday dinner or insult her. And they cut to Amanda's face and she's like, I was like, really? Are you giving attitude right now? Amanda, you need to change your attitude for this entire reunion, ma'am. Yes. So she's like, yeah, I wasn't coming for Amanda and I felt horrible, you know, but I'd been in a plant costume for 3 hours, which, by the way, whose fault is that? I'm not going to feel sorry for you for wearing that damn plant costume. It's annoying.
Yeah. The plant costume excuse. I was dehydrated for being a plant costume. I was like, okay, Bailey, you're trying it right now. And she's like, I just felt like, you know, I felt like they joked about it. And I felt like, you know, because the skinny dipping thing, they had a rapport about it. And then they show a clip of them joking about it, which I liked. That meant that the post-production had Bailey's back on it. And Andy's like, well, by the way, Ben, Tide Pods from Don't Eat 'Em says, you reacted to Bailey's innocuous joke with such fervor. Do you have anger issues? And he's like, what? Me? Charming Australian with a nice head of hair. I'm like a Charlie in the chocolate factory sort of guy. I'm a little Willy Wonka here. No, what are you talking about? Caught me off guard, that's all.
And he's like, I definitely felt hurt, misunderstood, because, you know, that's something that had never crossed my mind. Oh, really? Skinny dipping in a pool in glamorous Italy with a hot person with giant boobs? It never crossed your mind that you might want to... But come on, Ben. You're a male. Get the fuck out of here. So you're a liar, is what you're saying. He's like, oh, I would never do that. And, you know, calling it out in front of everybody, I was like, oh, so Bailey and I hadn't even had a conversation, and now here she is. And Bailey's like, excuse me, a conversation in general? And he's like, anything, any conversation. And she's like, what? He's like, yeah. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, no, hear me out. And she goes, oh, really? We haven't had a conversation? The first weekend was just me, you, KJ, and Levi, where we were all doobies, and we definitely had converse. And Levi's like, yeah, we knew each other, sir.
She's like, I've got pictures of the three of us hanging out. You like to reprimand women. That's your problem. He's like, no. She's like, you reprimanded her, Amanda, and I don't like the way you fucking talk to Sabrina, and I don't like the way you talk to me, and you're full of shit. I was like, yes.
You know what? It's like, thank you.
She had that. You could tell she was so ready to tell him that, but she was like, if he's nice and sweet at this reunion, I'm going to give him a pass. But the moment he missteps, and when he was like acting like, oh, I don't even know who this crazy girl is. You don't even know me. We never had a conversation. She's like, okay, listen, don't recommend me. I was so proud of Bailey, and she did it so quickly and so like fast, like a boom. Oh, it was great.
Yes. So, I love that too. And Lindsay's like, I feel like we unlocked something in Bailey. I mean, well, because Bailey just goes off. And Ben's like, wait, Sabrina's done nothing but have your back the whole time. She's like, well, I adore Sabrina, so don't get me wrong. Adore her. I just think she could do better than you.
He's like, now listen, because you talk to Sabrina like shit. I didn't say anything was wrong with Sabrina. Sabrina is exquisite. I've watched you talk to her, and I was like, why does this guy only pop off on women? And then they show a flashback of him, you know, reprimanding Sabrina. I was like, oh, you're in trouble, because they are giving Bailey receipts. And so then Bailey's like, when you talk to Kyle, you look like you're going to make out with him no matter how wrong he is. And then we see Ben being really sympathetic to Kyle. She's like, but she says something you don't like, reprimand. I did something you don't like, reprimand. Levi's like, yeah, you get like this phase. Yeah, you only reprimand women. I was like, oh, this is like, oh, my heart was racing. This was just like a beautiful little sort of vacation from the scandal, just have this moment. It's like, yes, there are other things that we have to litigate on this reunion. I'm so happy.
And Ben is trying to get it back, but he can't because he's been put in his place so thoroughly. And he's like, well, someone I didn't know, and you didn't know me either. Calling that out was something that I would never do, because I'm boys with Kyle, and Amanda and I were friends, and sure, I treated her as one of the guys, like one of the boys, and that's what I thought she was. So you calling that out, I wish I had spoken to you. You had spoken to me first and said, listen, I think. Oh, what's she going to say? Listen, I'd like to make a joke at dinner about how you plainly want to fuck Amanda. Shut up.
Is this joke authorized?
And if it was just one of the dudes, if you looked at Amanda as one of the dudes, you wouldn't have been so offended by the implication. You would have laughed it off like any other gay joke that people make.
Exactly. Well, because I don't give a fuck if you wanna or not fuck Amanda. I also think the reason he got so mad was because he was dating Sabrina the whole time. But that's neither here nor there. I was like, ooh, and a little side thing at the end, like a little like. And Sierra's like, I feel like there's a lot of guys in this house who have secret girlfriends. And Andy's like,
yeah, they're all liars, basically. Every guy on the shows, but it looks like, is lying. You know, Ben lied about it. Wes has clearly been lying about it. God knows what Jesse's been up to.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
We all know Amanda. Kyle just doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Who here thinks that Ben has had a secret girlfriend the whole summer?
So Bailey and Wes raised their hands, and Levi, I thought more people would. I think they were being nice. I think they were covering. And Bailey's like, there's a picture of them in June on their Instagram, which was a lie. It was from April. But like, the point was still a strong one.
Yeah. And he did. His denials weren't very believable. I don't even think he did deny it, actually. And she goes, yeah, in bed. And he goes, well, what's the problem with that? And she goes, well, we film in July. So that was the problem with that. And Andy's like, well, but he doesn't deny it again. And so Andy's like, well, Bailey, you were completely turned off when Ben raised his voice. But when Carl lost his cool later in the season, you were attracted to him. And Ben's like, yeah, you wanted to make out with him.
Like the silly lady that you are. Bailey's like, yeah, yes, I did. Because he wasn't yelling at me, a woman, you jackass. He's like, no. It's like, yeah, I mean, what do you think? He was yelling at fucking Kyle for screaming at a woman. He was defending a woman. It's like, no, but you were saying that he was angry. Isn't that what you turned you on? You know, is maybe your little female head not understanding my logic here? She's like, oh, it was hot. It was hot. Okay. I did not get turned on by you being angry. I thought you were the biggest piece of shit ever.
Yeah. It's like, well, you would say the same thing about me. She's like, no. Like, what are you not understanding, Ben? Like being condescending and demeaning at a woman is different than a guy yelling at another guy. What is not computing for you? Come on.
Yeah. In defense of a woman, which is what Carl was doing.
So Andy's like, well, Carl was started as a surprise connect. Oh God, here we go with this bullshit storyline that Ronnie is never, ever going to buy, no matter how many times you try to trot it out. All right, Carl, love that you separated your eyelashes today. They look very handsome. But let's talk about this surprise connection between you and Bailey. Okay, it made for some of the sweetest moments of the summer. Some of the most sexless moments we've ever seen on this show. You want to talk about those?
She's great to talk to. She's got a great personality. Talked a lot about what it was like to wander through the desert for 40 days, 40 nights. Sorry, that was her being stuck in a plant costume for 3 days, like 3 hours, just still as dehydrated. I just think she's like very in touch with her emotions and very emotionally intelligent. And I don't think I fully was clocking some of the energy towards us until like maybe the last weekend. And I've like always been like a little cautious in the house for like obvious reasons. Camera cut to Lindsay. Thank you very much. And I was just like trying to play it cool. So she's a great woman and really love her. It's not you, it's me. And we no longer need your services at this firm. We have a severance package for you. I'm like, Carl, could you please stop speaking in like HR language about this girl?
That's how it is. That's how he is. It's not real. So where do things stand with you? He's like, well, we've hung out, you know, in the fall. Yeah, it's spring, Carl. So late spring. But like, he's like, oh, no, yeah, go ahead.
I love our friendship. Our friendship is great. And I love our friendship, which in case you don't know, that's actually me just seriously putting her in the friend zone right now. And I just haven't really been prioritizing a dating relationship, just like more flirting and like having fun. And like, I don't know. I actually am in a relationship right now. I've got a lady who's really doing a lot for me. I haven't mentioned it. Sierra talked about secret girlfriends, and I've got one. Her name is a Marathon. I'm training for a marathon. Oh, that's my mistress.
Marathon. Oh, she's great. lots of timelines. Yeah.
Her cousin is Maritime Law. Maritime Law, and now we have Marathon. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. This is Carl. You know, I get the pressure being on this show. You know, look at Levi. You don't date somebody, that's it. Or you don't show interest in somebody, you get no screen time. And I get that that's the pressure of the show. The show is a bordello. It's a whorehouse. So I get that. And Carl's already feeling put out to pasture because he's not on in the city. He's been sober on this show for a couple of years and really boring the life out of me. But, you know, I get the pressure. But the man's not dating anybody. He does not want to date anybody. What is it going to take the world to understand? Carl is just not into it. Let the man live his ace dreams.
What does ace mean? I saw you mention that.
Asexual.
Oh, so you say ace.
Well, let the man like, if that's what's going on, I mean, I don't know. But just let the man not want anybody, okay? He clearly doesn't. So just leave him. It's like coming up to the same guy over and over with an appetizer tray, and he just keeps telling you no. At some point, you're just going to go to the chubby person standing in the corner salivating, whose name is Ronnie, okay? Yeah. Move along to me.
Yeah. So,
Bailey, did you take Lindsay's advice and send Carl nudes?
And Bailey's like, I did not send Carl a nude because I thought that would be insane.
Well,
he might be hard at that point. Hard bar. He'll go from soft bar to hard bar. Get it? Because he's like soft, because he has like a limp dick, like West. And then his horn, he's got like a hard bar, less soft. You know, have you guys ever heard of a penis before? How many times do I have to explain this joke, guys?
Like, yeah.
And Carl's like, that's funny. And Andy goes, well, what would you do if they sent in a nude? And Carl goes, he'd open hard bar. And Lindsay's like, are you going to give me credit for that? What the fuck? I literally just said it.
And Carl goes, well, it was a combination. No, Lindsay made the joke and you said, that's funny.
You stole it. Okay.
You appropriated Lindsay's joke right on TV. This is a big scandal. This should be up there with the Sierra thing. What's going on here?
So Carl's like, well, I mean, oh, well, I like where we are. You know, right now, I like the friendship place. I like when they wear the colors of my restaurant. That's what I'm into. And Bailey goes, colors.
Yeah, and we're in different places in our lives. I mean, you're a lot older than me.
He's like, I forget about that. Yeah, there's an age difference.
I should, yeah, no, I don't forget about that.
Wait a second. How old are you? You've hit like 66 or something like that?
Well, I'm 31. And I'm 41. And Andy looks like it's only 10 years. It's not that big. And she's like, well, I feel like mentally and skincare wise, he's in a place of like wanting to be, he's just a little bit more older and wanting to be married, and he knows exactly what he wants,
which was her very diplomatic. It's just that Carl looks like he's been 41 for 41 years. That makes any sense.
I'm a fan of Harry Dean Stanton as much as anyone else was. R.I.P. I don't remember where I was going with this. I probably shouldn't say anything more.
So Carl's like, well, look, I'm just not trying to fuck around. Like, I really want to date seriously and get married and have like a family at some point, but I don't want to waste my time. Like, so, by the way, Bailey, congratulations. You are officially a waste of time. So it's like, just like some random hookups that was like maybe in the past. Like, I don't know, like when I was drinking and using, but even in the last 2 years, I like really tried to get to know someone and like feel comfortable. And like I said, like when you're sober, he basically says like, he's sober now, hooking up is different. You got to like relearn how to do things. He's probably just like a bit gun shy at the moment. And after having gotten through Lindsay, he's just kind of like, let me run some marathons. I'm just not interested in any of this, you know, hors d'oeuvre tray analogy once again can be reinserted.
Yeah. He's just shell shocked still. By life.
I want to say
Carl is still just basically just a giant shell shocked guy. What are you going
to
do?
Totally. Speaking of shell shocked, I have to say something that I totally forgot to mention that I just feel like I want to point out, which I thought was so funny. When they were talking to Mia about her long-term relationships, I should say about like breaking up with Scott, and Andy was like, are you dating anyone? And she's like, I'm staying single. And she goes, I just don't think it's a good idea to go from serious relationship to serious relationship. And the camera cut to Wes and Amanda. And then Amanda just like looks at her knees. I was like, oh, that was so funny. I love that. I just want to point that out. I just love this. You know, there's an art to a good reaction shot. They have to curate those shots. And even if that moment came from a different part of the show, good job, post-production.
So now we move on to KJ, which is a warning, a sad part. So they're talking to KJ and his relationship with Mia and Sierra and how they're like big sisters, never let him get away with anything. And then we talk about KJ's fall, which is rough. So basically, KJ had to check into a mental hospital because of mental health reasons and for self-harm. Yeah. And it's so sad. I was shocked that he opened up about it.
It was great.
I think it's great that he did. I think he handled that really well. I think that everybody handled it really well. But for him, I felt so bad for KJ.
Yeah, he is so sweet. He's been like a lovely, lovely addition to the show. I think everyone just like uniformly loves KJ. And he's just like a lovely guy. It's been really nice seeing Sierra and Mia sort of take him under their wing. But now to see the full depth of how their friendship has been buoying him has been really, that's actually really, really moving. But also I was so proud and glad that he sort of unabashedly just said, I had to check myself into a hospital for self-harm. Because for a lot of people, there's so much stigma about even just getting help for mental health, and let alone going, you know, checking into a facility. Like there should be no stigma around that. I think it's like great if people have to, if people do that, I think it's great. You're doing what you need to do to help yourself. And it should not be seen as some like, oh, hush, hush. Like, oh my God, can you believe it? And the fact that he was so open about it And he really, like, he shared that. And he's talked about how he got diagnosed with BPD, which I imagine is bipolar disorder. I was really appreciative that he shared that with the audience. It's like just one more person normalizing these kind of things for people. I think it's great. So he really did. He had a small moment on this reunion, but it was very impactful, I thought.
Yeah, good for that guy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now we go back to Sierra. Sierra came into this season with her walls down. And now they talk about her house, basically. And she updates us that her mom is helping her a lot with the renovations because she's not there and her mom's more into it anyway, which is really cute.
I love that. And she's just like, oh, mom, just do it.
Yeah. She's like, if you're going to bug me about it every day, just take
just
it over.
Do it.
Yeah. And so now they're building new memories and stuff and how she's learned that life is so short with your parents. And so Andy says, Mia, you know, you were the one who talked about what a big deal this was for Sierra. And she's like, you know, Sierra downplays her success and I can't stand that. And I went through the entire process with her and to see her actually purchase it, that was a big deal for her, you know?
Yeah. That's very cool. And I love this question from Sydney from Belmar, who said, she said, as a black woman, I need to say it's a feat to go from being capital to owning capital. Like, what a great, like, great turn of phrase. Only being five or so generations from slavery. And I hope you're proud of yourself. And it was actually a really lovely moment as well here. And KJ was saying that he's proud of her and how hard she works. And Sierra's getting choked up. And this is why this is a great reunion, because it was like there was stuff that was like very urgent that like I really want to see stuff addressed that we got with like Wes and Sierra. I loved seeing that clash that was happening. I loved more of the frothy moment with Bailey and Ben. I love these serious moments. Sometimes the serious moments are like, oh, this is serious, but you're kind of like, okay, fast forward. But this was like, I thought these were like really moving moments.
Yeah. And so Andy's like, so West? And West's
now
like,
let's drag it down into the gutter.
Because, well, West. You know, that's where we're going. That's how it always is. It's like, all right, let's take a break from the fighting. Let's talk about some really meaningful things. Okay, back to the fighting. Okay. So now we get to West. He's like, well, like, I originally, like I didn't even know about the house. But, like just, like, knowing Sierra, like, I was just, like, I was proud of her, you know, because, like, she, like, got a house. It was, like, awesome. So Andy's like, so, Sierra, what made you soften at the end of the summer towards West?
By the way, I'm sorry. I couldn't stand the way he said this. I could not stand when it's, like, because the question was, like, was it tough for you to not be able to share in her joy because she didn't tell you? And he says this whole, like, West sort of thing. And he sort of ends by saying, but, yeah, we had a conversation about the house. And that helped bring me up to speed. What? Like, that's what I can't stand is that, like, what is, like, you had a conversation to help bring you up to speed. We weren't sending you an email saying, like, did you get the memo about it? It's like, how did you feel? But it's like, he just sort of says a whole bunch of nothing.
Well, she wouldn't talk to me. So, like, how am I supposed to know about anything? She wouldn't. So it's typical.
It's just, like, so much nothing that, like, sort of sounds like it's something. Whole bunch of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah, but it's not nothing because he's saying she wouldn't talk to me and she cut me out. She's not just up there victimizing himself as usual. So Andy's like, Sierra, what made you take him back as a friend? And Sierra's like, well, I mean, I don't want everyone to think I just have this hard exterior and that's all there is. And Kyle's like, you've been hardened. And she's like, yeah, you know, and I'm tired of giving people chances to fuck me over. And Andy's like, okay. And then that final night you made out in the backyard. And Wes is like, I mean, yeah, like it was ear stuff. They're like, what? You know, like your ears. Yeah.
And Bailey's like, ear licking? Like, is that a thing? Hey, Carl, do you want to look at my ear? Do you want to lick it? Lick my ear. Oh, so, no.
Were you rubbing all over her with your ear or were those your hands? And then when you followed her back inside and were like joking around that you were going to sleep together and then kissed again, was that just your ears too? Stop.
So this is where, and then Andy's like,
Amanda, were you aware that they were canoodling last weekend? And she's like,
no, not to that extent. No. So she's clearly bothered because as she would be if her timeline was overlapping here. And Kyle's like, can I just be like, can I put on like tinfoil cap here? Okay, it's actually made of old Loverboy cans, so you're welcome. Anyway, are you kind of like breadcrumbing the audience? Like, because sometimes it seems like you know, like what to say to win people over. And like your friend, Sierra, the audience, like, are you kind of like getting what I'm getting? Did I use breadcrumbing right? Are we actually like putting down breadcrumbs? Like,
no, you really didn't, but it's okay. And Mia's like, I agree. And Sierra says, yeah, like at this point, it's all bullshit. You used it for a storyline because honestly, you and Amanda feels like the best type of revenge you could execute, you know? And honestly, good for you. Good for you.
I love it. Honestly, good for you. Wait a second. I'd like to chime in over here. I generally felt that when Wes was saying these things to me and when you guys, I generally felt like this was real. And Wes like, no, but like, by the way, at no point did I say that we're going to like date again or I'm pursuing her. I mean, I said I gave you compliments and like, I do look up to you, you know, and I think you're great. And we had a great time together. And like, at no point have I said, I'm trying to get Sierra back. Like, we're going to date like again. Like, at no point did I ever say that. I'm like, you kissed her on the lips, ma'am.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
And you were very careful to say on camera that you weren't trying to get back with Sierra, but then every indication that you gave her was that you liked her and you wanted to get back together. Like, we've watched the show, West, okay? It's not just a transcript that everybody is going to read and be like, well, he said this. We saw how you were acting, dude. And Sierra's like, you're full of shit. Like, he told Ben that he had a crush on me. So we see exactly a flashback of that. And then when we were together, it was magic. And then we see him telling yes. him that. Mm. And then she's like, you know, he was sad and depressed and all these things that he expressed towards Ben this summer. And Mia's like, can I ask you a question, West? Honestly, I mean, hearing all of this and saying what you said to Ben about it's magic with Sierra and all these things, did you even mean that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't lie about our relationship being great, but I also recognize in that time I was like not going to be what Sierra needed. And so like we ended it because the way we ended it was like I made out with her and I was like, we should do this more. That's like how I ended it. So like we got dinner right after summer and I told Sierra like what my plans were and like how much I learned the first time from like what affects Sierra, like all that stuff. And like I just wasn't going to jump down that rabbit hole again. Honestly, even if he said all this is fine.
And then I fucked her twice.
And then I fucked her twice.
Come
but honestly,
on.
But you probably said what he said on camera, which is, I just don't want to present to her like I'm ready to be a boyfriend. I want to like sort of be in a committed relationship and I don't want to play with your heart. He probably said something like that, which is why this whole thing is so frustrating, because you say you're not willing to sort of, you know, you're not in a place where you want to be in a relationship. And yet you are, because you're willing to be in a relationship with Amanda. And like, how is that supposed to make Sierra feel? And that's like, especially, it just has to re-trigger some of the feelings that she was feeling earlier in the summer with Jesse when, you know, she expresses that as a black woman, she often feels like white guys kind of want to experience her and then move on. Or they're like, check that off the list, you know, like, oh, I dated, I hooked up with a black lady and move on. It has to, like.
Like the one you take home, feelings. But not the one you take home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so like, it's just so insulting. And that's one of the things that really drives me nuts about his behavior around all this.
But is he willing to with Amanda, or is that the problem that Amanda's having? Because, you know, everyone's assuming that they're boyfriend and girlfriend now, but he was still hooking up with Sierra. He was hooking up with that other girl. Then
they released a statement saying they want to make it work. I mean, if that's not committing, right?
When was like, that?
That was the statement in the statement.
The original statement?
Yeah, that was
the statement. Statement was just so full of bullshit that I...
But like, he's willing to make it work with Amanda, but with Sierra, it's like, whoa, I don't know if I can commit to this. It's like, bro, it's just fucked up.
So Wes is like, you know, like, I know, like, things that can be casual for me, like, aren't cashy cash for, like, Sierra's. And, like, we had this, like, conversation, you know, and, like, I mean, like, pretty mistakey wakeys along the way. But, like, I was, like, pretty proactive and, like, trying to protect our friendship and, like, you know, not send the wrong messages.
What part about this entire situation says you are protecting your friendship with Sierra? This drives me nuts. When he said that, I was like, what part about sneaking around and lying behind Sierra's back and having sex with Amanda, either before or after this relationship, embarking on this relationship. What says this is protecting the friendship? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And Andy's like, well, how did you do it differently? And he's like, well, we didn't have sex. That was huge. And she's like, oh, please. Like, we weren't sending flirty texts and all that. And he goes, yeah, I mean, we communicated like significantly less. And like, I think like maybe we'd slept over like one time since summer ended. And she's like, twice. Okay, so well, the big difference is you're not having sex, but you are still having sex, but it was only a couple. It was like less frequency. So then that's.
But let's say in the most conservative way, like let's say she slept over it. They didn't have sex. They cuddled. You cannot tell me that like, oh, since we didn't have sex, I didn't give any indication that I wanted a date. If you're cuddling with her, if you're kissing her late at night and you have all this history where you did once date and you finally got over this hump of like forgiveness and everything and you're doing these things, but you're like, whoa, like why would she ever think that I would want to date her? Because we didn't have sex. So why would she ever think I'd want to date her? I mean, he is like literally deluded on this point.
He's just lying. He's just flat out lying. He knows what he's doing. He does it to everybody. He does the same. He plays by the same play. He plays the same play on everybody. You know,
no.
He goes, no. He gets what he wants. And then he just keeps saying, well, I'm not ready for a relationship. We've seen this with all the guys here on this show and on Bravo and in real life multiple times where they want to get what they want, say they don't want a relationship, but then kind of lead you on to make you think that they're going to be ready for a relationship. Just not yet. And meanwhile, they're doing whatever they want, and then when they get called out on it, they're like, but I told you I wasn't ready.
I know, it's infuriating. By the way, Ronnie, I think there's something about sitting in your chair that's making me a little extra ranty. I'm like, whoa, the spirit of Ronnie is in my body right now.
You've marinated too long, like, in my seat.
And another thing.
So
Lindsay asks, she's like, so what, can I ask you a question? What's stronger, when you just have sex or when you have emotional connection with somebody? What's stronger? And he's like, emotional. And she's like, okay, thank you.
I don't think he gets it. By the way, I don't think Wes even got what the point she was making. He's like,
no,
that's weird. That's a weird question to ask.
So Mia's like, so you don't think having sleepovers this fall and still like kissing and stuff and not having sex, that wasn't a strong connection? That wasn't important? Are you getting this yet? And he's like, well, like our chemistry, but like we didn't like talk for like 2 years and like we're just like right back in it. And like it's like a real thing. And like I fell short in those moments and I'll acknowledge that. But, you know, there's like new me times where I'd like tried to take like steps to not allow us to get like romantic or, you know, like something like that, or like fizzy, and then like just keep it as friends. But, you know, because I want to be your friend. And I learned the first summer, West, you're not talking yourself out of this. Like,
no,
just stop. You lead somebody on, moments. Then you fuck them over and fuck their best friend right under their nose and then lie about it for months. Like, it's just shut up.
You're not going to fall short in a moment if you just say, hey, I just really only want to be friends. After everything, let's just be friends. Sierra's going to respect that. But like, if you don't say that, you're going to give her a mixed message and she is going to want to come over and cuddle because that's the vibe that you're giving. But if you say, I only want to be friends, I guarantee Sierra's like the queen of boundaries. She will respect it. She also is someone who's respectable and will, and so like she will honor those sort of things. So, so he's like, yeah, I just wanted to be your friend. And like, I fell short and I just, I, you know, I learned, I was just really trying to set these boundaries. And then he goes, yeah, we didn't see that. Wes goes, what? Yeah, we didn't see that. Yeah, no. I mean, at the end of the summies, I was like, it got like romantic again. And then last weekend, I just like take full accounties for all that. And I'm just like, for sure. I'm like, okay, thank you. Thank you again for just doing your standard ChatGPT apology.
So Sierra's like, so even trying to be friends, that's what you do to your friends?
There we go.
Lindsay's like, oh my God, Wes, you are so good. Like, you're like, I'm getting pulled into you right now and I have to catch myself because like, you're so fucking good. Like, you're good at pulling girls. Do whatever you need to do to climb the ladder, to clout chase, to get wherever you fucking need to go. And Sierra's like, and then you drop them. She goes, yeah, and then boom, they don't work for you. They don't serve what you need to be served and you drop them. And you're going to do the same fucking thing to Amanda when this is not working out, because it's not going to, and you're going to be not going to be able to handle it, Wes, because you're a fucking toddler.
And then Sierra's like, Or maybe they'll be together, because I honestly think that the best woman for sure is someone who's not going to check him on anything. And that's totally Amanda. She's very mute. She's going to be that weak figure that he needs. And he can always be the star of the relationship. So I actually think that maybe it could work. And Amanda ouch. Just like...
I mean, ouch. That was a hard... That was a hard read. I mean, that was a hard read. That was War and Peace.
And by the way, I think in terms of Lindsay's read versus Sierra's read, how about all of the above? I think that Amanda will be mute and she will just sort of be the best woman for Wes, because she won't call him out, except for like, she'll call him out on minor things like she did with Kyle. Not minor things, but like, you know, you don't do this, whatever. And I think that he will ultimately drop her for something bigger. Like it's an amount of time before this thing just falls apart.
I don't know. I think Sierra might be right, because Amanda could just go back into her same old pattern of like, what did you, Gina? Like, she'll do the whining thing with him for another 10 years, you know, while he's off doing whatever the fuck he wants. But yeah, two very strong reads from Lindsay and Sierra. My God. Kyle's and they just laid it right out on the table. And then Kyle goes, that was harsh. Yeah, Kyle, because it implies that you were the shithead that she was mute for. Okay. You haven't said one thing to stand up for Amanda this whole time, and rightly so. And now's not the time to start just because your little ego was bruised. So sit down, sir.
Yeah. By the way, and if you're going to say that was harsh to Sierra, say it to Lindsay too. So then Kyle was like, yeah, that was harsh. And Sierra's like, well, that's your wife. She's not my wife. I'm just saying, you have every right to feel so the way you feel. But even though it was hard, but it was hard for me to hear. And let's not forget, I'm the biggest victim here of all of you. So, yeah, guys.
It's really about what I feel at the end of the day. My God.
What an episode. What an episode. What a reunion. What a time to be alive.
By the way,
I got to give a shout out to our note taker, Kayleen, because that was... That was a lot.
Yeah.
To write down. That was a lot.
You will definitely be getting hazard pay for that one, sucka. So we will be back later in the city. Jesus Christ. This day is never going to, it's going to be tomorrow by the time we're done here today. Yeah. But we're having a great time. So thanks so much for being with us. And we will talk to you in a little while.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Sills be.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.